Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, Jude Daunt. How are you all doing? It's a very strange week in the northeast of England at the moment, where the rest of Europe seems to be having these horrific high temperatures. A friend of mine's just arrived in Rhodes and can't get to their hotel because the hotel's been evacuated because of fires, and it's just crazy. And in the northeast of England, we've had rain like pretty much most of the week. So it is just, it's really, really weird. I'm pretty sure I've had like some sort of flu-like bug as well over the last week. I did a COVID test, it came back negative. But my body has just been full of aches and pains. So I'm doing what I can. Today I've been trying to drink lemon water in the morning because I know the benefits of doing kind of like fasting windows in terms of the effect it has on your body and how your body produces insulin and all that type of thing from an energy point of view, less so than a weight point of view. I thought I was somebody that always did fasting because I never have breakfast. It's just I'm not really a breakfast person. So I normally have my lunch around 1 and we eat early with the kids. So I'm normally stopped eating by 7. So in my head, I've always fasted. When I heard about fasting, I was thinking, oh, that's good because I do that anyway. And turns out I don't. Because I have coffee every morning and the milk in the coffee, the milk starts off your metabolism, and I don't know the detail on it. Google it if you want to know more. But basically I'm not fasting, as it turns out. And I was like, what a waste, just because I'm having my coffee. So I've been trying to, again, just for my immune system and just wanting to feel a little bit better in the past week, do the fasting window properly. So I have been having boiled water in a morning with lemon pieces in. Again, thinking, oh, that'll help as well. Like, I think lemon helps inflammation. I so don't know what I'm talking about. Please do not, if you're interested, do your own research, because I'm really not an expert. But I've started to get, it's only been, you know, a few days in and I'm already sick of lemon water. So as I came into work today, I stopped off at the little Tesco's and I bought some oranges. So I'm having orange pieces in my water today, which is actually not too bad, but we'll see how we go. I might just go back to it. I don't know, once I'm feeling a bit better. But yeah, feeling a bit groggy, a bit sorry for myself. But I've booked a massage in on Monday. And I'm just going to, you can't do anything else but be kind to yourself, can you, when you're feeling a bit crap. And I'm just trying to take my time with bits of work that I've got. And do you know what? As the universe always delivers, there's been clients on holiday, there's been gaps between sessions. So it's not been a heavy, heavy week. So it's not been too bad. Where was I going with this? What was I saying here? Oh, I don't know. I've went completely off tangent. The content of the episode that I want to talk to you about today, we're going to go a little bit back to law of attraction. I kind of dip in and dip out. You know me, I focus more on the mindset than I do manifestation. But there was something that came up for me in the last few weeks that I thought, oh, do you know what? This is such a relevant topic for everyone that you might be interested in terms of, are we being tested or are we being guided? Because you'll know the universe communicates with us through signs, yeah? So we'll get signs, and whether that's through like intuition, like gut feeling or synchronicities, you know, certain things happening at the right time, or we might feel we are being nudged by something, or certain encounters we have with people, or we see a meaningful symbol, like, you know, I've talked about rainbows are my meaningful symbol when I see one. And with all this rain we've had, I've not seen one. So maybe I've got no symbols at the minute coming to us. Or the appearance of certain animals, you know, people do tend to focus on, you know, asking for a certain animal or knowing that's their spirit animal. Either way, whatever it is, the universe always offers us some form of sign because that is their communication to us. But how do we know when we are being guided towards something or whether we are being tested? And it's not something I've ever heard many of the manifestation podcasts talk about or even in the books. But there are definitely times when we're being tested. And I want you to listen up if you're constantly getting the same outcomes all the time and nothing's changing for you. And it's probably because you're missing certain signs that are testing you and you're just taking it as, oh, that must be gifted to me, rather than it being tested. So let us give you an example of this. I am really trying to get better with my money management. Now, one thing that I've been able to do over the years with the guidance of manifestation is to bring more money into my account on a monthly basis. And so now I'm earning more, but because my own energetic matches are to have a certain amount in a savings account and to have a certain amount on a credit card, it doesn't matter how much I earn, my energetic matches are still focused on these two areas. That means that if I haven't increased my energetic match for a certain amount of savings, I'll just keep going to my default. Does that make sense? So say, for example, I always have $2,000 on a credit card. Doesn't matter how many times I pay it off. And I think, oh yes, starting a clean slate, you know, new year, starting a clean slate. I get it down to zero. And then energetically, it goes back to $2,000. That's what I'm comfortable with. That's what it always stays at. But that's not what I want it at. But energetically, that's what I allow in. Yeah, that's what I always allow in, is that $2,000 on a credit card. And for me to grow into the vision board I've now created for myself, which is like grades up from obviously what I've been able to achieve, because, you know, once we achieve something, we move it off the board, we add something in. And the next stage of my vision board will require me to start becoming better with my money management. And it doesn't matter how far you come in life, no matter what it is, right? Remember, we've always got areas of growth. You know, I have areas of growth all the time, whether it's in the next level of my business, whether it's in parenting, whether it's in the relationship with my husband, there's always areas of growth, something that I can get better at, something that I can do differently to get a better outcome. And that's the same with my money management. I didn't really have to have money management because I didn't really have any money to manage. I used to just have what came in, went out. Although that's, do you know what? I've been listening again because I want to grow in my management of money. I've been listening to lots of podcasts around money management. And to be fair, that's what I've, that statement I've just said to you is a lie, because actually we can all manage money. It doesn't matter how much you've got in the bank. It's what you choose to spend it on. You know, when I gave up smoking years ago, I thought, oh my God, I'm going to save so much money. Like, I'm going to save so much money. And what would I do with this money? This will be amazing. I never saw that money. I stopped smoking. I never saw that money. And when I eventually kind of sat down and looked at my statements and I printed them off and I looked at where my money was going, I think I was spending close to about £250 a month on Starbucks. And that was about 3 coffees a day, 5 days a week. So that money just went on to more coffee. Which you just think, oh, well, okay, well, that makes sense. I was clearly addicted to caffeine and I just moved my addiction. But I could have easily, if I thought about that properly, chosen to save that money, that £250 a month, even though I wasn't on that much, but I managed to get £250 a month to spend on Starbucks, that money could have went somewhere else, you know? So we can either be really good with money or we can't. And to be fair, this isn't about money. This is just my example of when I was being guided or being tested. So I'll move off this because this is definitely not how to become better with your mindset around money. Anyway, that is what I'm trying to do because I've managed to, as I say, invite more money in, but I'm not managing it in the best way. So my growth needs to happen there and I need to be more resilient about what I'm doing with it. Being guided or being tested came up for me when I noticed that my iPad had a crack in the screen. Now, I always have those little glass protection covers on my phone and on my iPad. So I just thought, oh, I'll just order a new cover for it. And as I was waiting for it to arrive, I think it was literally just coming the next day. But after I'd ordered it, basically what I realized was is that this iPad did not have a glass screen cover on it. Had never had a glass screen cover on it. And actually, it was the iPad that was cracked and not the protective cover because it didn't have one. So I took it into the Apple shop. They then informed me that not only do they not replace screens, they can't, a client of mine who lives in South Africa said they do replace screens over there. Either way, over here in the UK, I'm being told they don't replace screens, but they will provide you with a replacement. So they could swap me like for like with the seventh generation iPad I had, which was £279 if they were to swap that out. Or I could get the next cheapest one that was available on the market now, the ninth generation, at £369. And I kind of mulled over it for a while. I was thinking, oh, what do I do? Like, do I swap it? Do I change it? Do I buy a brand new one and give my husband this old one with a crack in? Because he was trying to download stuff onto his really old iPad. So it's kind of like mulling it over. What do I do? What do I do? And then, oh my God, then there's like this brand new iPad, like the jump up from, I don't know if it's like 10th or 11th generation, I'm not sure. Anyway, it's really pretty. Comes in yellow, would match my office, which match my iMac. And I was thinking, oh, I could get that. That's really nice. But that was £450. So bearing in mind, it started off with me just thinking, oh, I need to order a screen protector, a new one at £999. And now all of a sudden, I'm prepared to pay £450. Anyway, I didn't jump, which I normally would. Definitely, my instinct is just to solve a problem, right? But also to spend money. I am impulse buyer. And I don't really think about things. I just think, oh, yeah, it's fine. It'll be fine. And it always is fine, to be fair. But as we know, Jude doesn't have a ton of savings and Jude always has an energetic match of £2,000 on a credit card. So I am really good at spending. I have to say it's one of my strengths. Anyway, I held off buying it. And I thought, right, I'll sit in it because I don't really know what to do. Because actually what I should do is go with the cheapest version, which is to swap the iPad for the 279 and give my husband, and just do the swap. But then I couldn't really decide on whether I should go up a level and then give my husband my old one. Because if I'd swapped it, I wouldn't have got the old one back. Anyway, mulled on it. And then I went back to the Apple shop. I booked it in with the Genius Bar because my Apple pen had stopped working as well. So I have a pen, and the reason why I wanted my iPad to work is because that's how I make notes at work. So when I'm with a client and we're going through their session, I make loads of little scribbly notes on an app in my iPad, and I use my little iPad pen to make the notes. But my iPad pen wasn't working. And so I charged it up all night and it wasn't working. So that's why I booked it in with the Genius Bar. I thought, right, well, something needs to be done now because actually my pen's not working and my iPad's got a crack in it. So I took it in and he then did a few things with the iPad, pencil, not a pen, isn't it? Anyway, you know what I mean. He did a few things with it and it started working again. I was like, oh God, okay. So I felt like I was back to square one because now I've still got the broken iPad screen. So I sat with the guy and I was like, look, run us through the options in terms of exactly what are my options available to me? So we're asking, and he was like, if I was you, I would sell this privately. Like, don't do a swap. It's probably better for you not to, and sell it privately. You'll get a bit more money. Because I was thinking, oh, I'll trade it in. Oh God, this is such a boring story. Anyway, long story short, we sat there and he was like, actually, do you know what? He was like, it's Prime Day, isn't it? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, go on your iPad now. He was like, and have a look at, he was like, have you got Amazon downloaded? And I was like, yeah. He was like, have a look on Prime. I'm pretty sure there's money off the new iPads. And there was like 20% off, which was a big chunk of money off these iPads. And I was like, oh, I feel a bit bad now. I was like, because you've just sat with us for ages and now I'm going to go out the shop and order from Amazon. And he was like, it's fine. He was like, you know, I'm pleased you're going to get an outcome from this. And he was lovely. Anyway, so I left the shop and I was thinking, oh my God, this is definitely a sign from the universe. So where I was thinking my pen was going to have to get replaced, it doesn't. So I've just saved £100. Where I'm thinking I'm going to have to pay £450 for the yellow one that I want, I'm thinking, no, this is a sign. It's in the sale. I should totally, totally get it. Everything's pointing to me getting this new fancy iPad that's going to be beautiful in yellow. And then I was like, oh, but wait a minute. I don't need the fancy yellow one. And I mulled over it. Again, for another, at least a day, because I think Prime was on for 2 days. So I had 2 days to make my decision up. And then I decided to get the screen protector that I'd ordered out of the box and put it on the broken iPad screen. And you know what? It's absolutely fine. It's absolutely fine with that screen protector on. I can still use the iPad. It's not an issue. The pencil still works. So all of that, I genuinely believe I was being tested by the universe, because my go-to is to just buy the thing, to just spend the money and buy the thing. So where I'm thinking I'm saving money because, oh my God, like I don't need to buy the new pencil. That's £100 saving. I'm probably saving about £50 on the price because there's 20% off or whatever it was. I'm thinking I'm saving money, but actually, really, I could save all of the money and not buy the iPad because I didn't really need to. It's functioning absolutely fine. And I thought, oh, right, okay, so this is why my energetic match for savings and for money coming into me is not necessarily where I want it to be. Because I keep doing the same things I've always done. And that is the message that I want you to take away from this episode, right? Because do you know what? You might have a guy that you've been dating or a girl that you've been dating and it's not been great, or it didn't, you know, it wasn't going in the right way, and now he's come back into your life. Are you being guided or are you being tested? Because if you go back to the same people time and time again, then nothing's changing, is it? You're just repeating the same patterns again and again and again. If you go out with the same type of people time and time again, and you get the same outcomes, there's no growth, there's no resilience. So when these people are put in your path, they are actually testing you. And when we start to develop a resilience, that inner strength, the mental toughness, when we're able to implement that, that then allows for growth. And that growth then allows for things we haven't previously been able to allow in, that starts to manifest. And that's when change happens. So if there's something that you know you're stuck in a loop on, And it's the same thing time and time again. So, you know, it might not matter how much money you start to earn, you've still got the same money in your bank. It might be that no matter how many times you put yourself out there, you're still single. What are you doing on repeat that gets you the same outcomes? And where's the lesson, first of all? What resilience do you now need to build up? And what are you going to do to start acting differently to get a different outcome? So one of my new habits now is to pause before I order something. Because when I have money in my bank account, I get excited. I think, ooh, I could buy the bag, I could buy the coat, I could buy the dinner service. There was a one I was looking at for a while. And I didn't buy it. And I bought a dinner set that was at least a third cheaper than the one I was looking at. And I honestly believe I'm happier with the cheaper one. I thought I wouldn't be. And I thought, oh, this is, you know, this is something that I really want, this new dinner service. And I'm going to feel so much happier when I get it. And everything that I told myself, which is a total lie, because you're not going to be happier when you get a dinner service. And I kept thinking to myself, oh, I could go for the cheaper one, but it's not going to be as nice as it. And I use it every day. And I'll know that I got the cheaper one when I get it out every day. And actually, I love the one that I got. And I'm so much happier with it. And it's beautiful. It's weird that I get excited about plates and saucers and things like that, isn't it? Anyway, it is really nice. But I am really trying to not be the impulse buyer that I used to be, and to really sit on things. And that is my new action, so that I can start changing the trajectory of my energetic matches. What I would invite you to start doing is thinking about, what is it on your vision board that you feel like isn't coming in to your life? Where do you feel your energetic matches are? And if they're way off, I mean, I'm only giving you two examples, really, one of money and one of like relationships. But this could be with friendships. This could be with business. This could be in your career. Where are your energetic matches off that you keep inviting things in that are the same time and time again? Or the same things happen time and time again? And I want you to start reflecting on this and thinking, if you had more resilience, what would your different actions, habits, and outcomes be? As always, I hope this episode landed exactly where it needed for you. Do drop me a message on Instagram if this relates to you in any way, yeah? And please do like, share, if you haven't commented already, and sent me a little review on Apple. It really does make a difference. Or if you on any platform that you listen to, it really does make a difference to the algorithms. I didn't say it last week, so you had a bit of a gap. I might just say it every other week. But it really does make a difference. So I do appreciate it when you do leave a review if you haven't already. And share it. Share the podcast with anyone you feel like needs to hear this message today. Have an amazing week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judontcoaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.